And the next coach in the teleconference is Michigan State's Jackie Joseph. The Spartans are 29-21 on the season to enter this week's tournament as the number 7 seed, facing 10th-seeded Indiana in a first-round game on Thursday at approximately 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Coach, thanks for joining us this morning. If you could open with a quick statement, then we'll take questions from the media.
Well, we're looking forward to it. I'm just about ready to go into practice right here right now, and it's nice to not have to travel too far. You know, I think we're playing some of our best ball that we've played, and I think we're in a great spot. Looking forward to getting down there.
Thanks, Coach. Now let's open it up for questions from the media.
To ask an audio question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. And we do have a question from the line of Carol Bergman with Big Ten Network.
Hey, Jackie. Quick question for you. Congratulations. You know, you just talked about that. You think you're playing some of your best ball. I agree. Talk about maybe one or two reasons why you feel that way.
Well, let me think about that. I think that we've been a pretty good offensive team all year, but we've been a little inconsistent on defense, a little inconsistent on the mound. And I think lately we're getting better, more consistent performances from those two areas. And, you know, you hate to have all the pressure be on your offense when you're starting to face better pitching. So the fact that I think we're clicking in all three areas as of late, I think that's the main reason why we're having some of the results. Sorry about that. So I do think that all year we've had great chemistry. I think that we're working hard on, you know, changing culture and just getting us to back to where we want to be. And I think that's all that stuff has really paid off, you know, this season. So I guess those would be the main things I could say.
Our next question comes from the line of Matt Japkis with Spartan Sports Network.
Hey, Jackie. Just wanted to talk to you about facing Indiana again after facing them this past series. What are the benefits and what are the challenges of facing a team again right after getting done with a 3-game set on Monday?
Well, the benefits are it doesn't take us that long to do the scout, that's for sure. Normally, you know, that would be a whole different process, but having just played them, I don't think we're going to have to spend a lot of time on that. Another benefit is that we had success against them. You know, we won 2 games, and the game we lost, we lost 1-0, and we're certainly in a position to win that game. I think the cons are complacency. We're worried about complacency in terms of, you know, too much familiarity and will we be overconfident. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, the team that wins is going to be the one that executes in the moments that matter. And, you know, I like us a lot. I don't think our kids are intimidated, which is nice. And yet, having said that, you worry about, you know, understanding that every single Big Ten team is going to come to compete and can win. And now it's a one-and-done situation, so that's new for us in terms of, you know, a lot of times we, you know, we come back and win that game 3. Now we're sort of in the game 3 mode, you know, every game we play. So those are some of the things that you worry about. But I got to tell you, the kids are in a phenomenal place right now. They're having fun. And, you know, we're like I said, we're right in the middle of practice right now. And you can just tell the mood is upbeat. And I think we're going to put our best foot forward.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt.
Our next question comes from the line of Matt Charbonneau with Detroit News.
Coach, I was curious if the amount of close games and the fact that you haven't been able to play at home very much just because of the weather there and the things that forced you guys away from home, does that make you a more battle-tested team going into a tournament setting like this?
Well, I definitely think the amount of adversity we went through this year with that situation, you know, could have gone either way. And I think for us, the kids really, really handled it well. I was super proud of them the entire time. The way they faced that adversity and just sort of said, hey, we're going to go anywhere and play anybody at any site. I think it was an opportunity for people to have a pity party, and we absolutely did not do that. So I was super proud of them for that.
And we have time for one final question from the media.
And our final question comes from the line of Jenny Ritter with Big Ten Network.
Great. Thanks, Jackie. I just had a quick question about Gutnick. Obviously, you're a senior, and one thing that you had talked to us about was just keeping her focused in her senior year. Are you seeing, now that you're in postseason, any mentality change? Is she getting stronger?
No. Unfortunately, I think it's getting worse in terms of I think that she was really in a great place all year. In these last few weeks, I really noticed that she's out of her process. I don't know if she's seen the end or if she's, you know, she's our only senior, if she's struggling because she's alone, but she's struggling. And it's one of those situations that breaks your heart because, you know, nobody deserves success more than Gutty does. I think a lot of where we are today, I have to give her credit. She's pressing, no question. We moved her down the lineup. And, you know, we're just trying to get her to understand that, you know, how you play your best ball is how you play your best ball all year. And you, if you get outside your process at any time, probably not going to have the kind of success that you used to have. And so we've had a lot of good one-on-ones the last couple of days. You know, we'll find out if she's able to just, you know, clear the dust and really just be loose, have fun, let that bat head fly. So, you know, we'll see. But she's certainly struggling, has been struggling. So it happens to a lot of seniors. And, you know, as a coach, you just try to do your very best to try to snap them out of it. And, you know, like Coach Hutchins said about Krister, you move them up, you move them down, you try to just get them maybe uncomfortable, and then maybe that'll help. You know, so we'll see. We'll see, Jen.
Thanks, Jackie.
Coach, thanks again for joining us, and good luck at this week's tournament.
Thank you, guys.